Okay, well, we're just going to talk about the Word of God. I know you guys do this every week with Larry and Debbie, and I am so excited for all that they do with you guys and in the ministry that they have. So you're going to hang out with me instead this time, this week, so that by next week you can't wait to get back to Larry and Debbie. So. They torture you. You know, when we had the Christian school here, the principal would have a parent-teacher conference, and he would come in, and he would say to the parents, "Now listen, you guys, I'll make a deal with you. I won't believe half the things they tell me about you if you don't believe half the things they tell you about me." Praise God. Okay, well, let me start with a question. Real deep, serious theological question, so really think. That's right, scrunch up your face. Maybe you can. My question is, last year in August, Missy and I bought two little golden retriever puppies. Who can tell me what their names are? I know you know Maya, but hold on, because you're family. Yes?
Golden.
Golden? Sort of close. Larry?
Peaches and mango.
Peaches and mango. That's right. Two little tiny, really, really cute little bundles of fuzz and hair. I think we got a little picture of them when we first got them. Everybody. Oh, yeah, they were adorable. They were so tiny. I could carry them in my hands. I could carry one in each hand. I could carry one in my right and one in my left. Just, you know, just as easy as pie. If they ever tried to run away or do anything like that, I could just snatch them up in my hand and carry them where they're supposed to be and drop them off in the grass. They were so cute. And you know, something happens to puppies. I don't know what it is, but man, they're not so little cutesy anymore. They're big now. I think they're like 60 pounds a piece now. Yeah, there you go. And I can't really carry them in my hands anymore. I mean, I can kind of lift them up, but then they fall out the front or they fall out the back. And that's just no way to control them. You know, I have no control. They could run away. However, even though they're too big to carry in my hands, I can still hold tight to them because now I have two leashes. Oh, I'm sorry. Leeches, yeah. Next picture. There you go. Leashes. Yeah, two leashes. So that even if I can't hold on to the dogs, per se, because they would slip out, I can hold on to their leashes. And as long as I'm holding the leashes, I'm holding the dogs. Now, I could have brought the dogs in here today, and then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, right. That ain't happening. But as long as I have a hold of the leash, I have a hold of the dogs, and that's a good thing. That way they can't run, like we had a dog that ran out on the road one time and got hit by a car. It was very sad, and I don't want that to happen. But as long as I've got a hold of them, that's not going to happen. If they can't get loose, they can't get lost. Oh, think about that. If they can't get loose, they can't get lost. In fact, why don't you go ahead and say that with me, everybody. If they can't get loose, they can't get lost. That's right, because I am holding on to them. It's not up to Peaches and Mango. Man, if Peaches, it was up to them, they would be running all over the neighborhood. They'd be sniffing this mailbox and peeing in that yard and chasing that car and barking after that other dog and they'd be all over the place. But if it's up to me, as long as they can't get loose, they can't get lost. I have got them securely in my hands. You know what is really awesome about God? Because He, if we belong to Him, He holds us in His hand. And if we can't get loose, we can't get lost. God's hands hold us tight. They hold us firm. They hold us secure. Do you guys belong to Jesus? All right, praise God. Well, then you should know that He is holding you securely in His hands. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be afraid. You are secure in the hands of the Savior. Those nail-scarred, blood-paid hands hold you tight. Now, we want to look at that today because a lot of people walk around with a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear and worry about their security in Christ. And we want to really nail that down, no pun intended, nail that down today. So we're going to look at our Bible passage in the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. It's actually the same Bible verse we looked at last week. But we're going to go into a little bit more detail this week. We're going to take the second half of this. starting in verse 22, there we go. The Gospel of John says this. Now, it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them and said, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Let me say that again. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Praise God. That's security. That's security, man. Now, last week we talked about who are these sheep that Jesus is referring to. How do you know you're one of his sheep? And he says very plainly, this is how you know. My sheep hear my voice, speaking to them out of his word when they hear the word of God in their heart or from the pulpit or in the Bible. The voice of God speaks to them and they hear and they believe and embrace that word. My sheep hear my voice. They are led by my spirit. He said, I know them. That's the second thing. It means you have a relationship with him. You talk to him, he talks to you. There's a real relationship. It's not just going through some religious motion. You have a loving relationship with Jesus. How many of you guys really love Jesus? Yeah. How many of you guys have a relationship with him? Amen. That's right. So my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and guess what? They follow me. They do what I do. They see me, and they want to be like me. They want to do the things I do and act the way I act and have the heart of love and compassion and tenderness that I have. And that's how we know that we really, truly belong to him. We hear his voice. He knows us, and we follow him. Now, I guess you could say all in one sentence, Jesus' sheep are those who are saved by a relationship of faith in him and his word, and so they follow him. That was last week. You guys weren't here. This week, you're here. So what do we got in store today? This week, if you are one of Jesus' sheep, if you are, just say, baa. A lot of sheep in here. Cool. If you're a goat, say, blah. Okay, I don't hear any goats. That's good. We're all sheep in here. Okay. If you are a sheep, he wants you to know that you are secure in his love. You don't have to worry about God losing track of you somewhere on the way to heaven. He's got you right in his eyes, right in his hands. He's not going to get to heaven. You're not going to get to heaven. He's like, oh my gosh, where did I put Maya? I had her in here somewhere. Had her here yesterday. You are secure there. That's right. God knows right where you are. He has you secure in his hand. You don't have to worry about him changing his mind at one point saying, yeah, Maya, I love you. You're going to heaven with me. And then later on he says, oh, I don't know. You know, you always want a drink of water. You know, you're always carrying on doing that. Never mind. I changed my mind. I really don't want you after all. God is not going to do that. You are secure in his love, and your salvation is secure. He wants you to rejoice in that, to take pleasure and joy and consolation in that. In fact, he tells us how many things? Say it loud.
Three.
Three things about our salvation so that we can know that we are secure. You guys like being secure? Yeah, it's a good thing. Trust me. Number one. Everybody say number one.
Number
one. You are secure because your salvation is free. You can't do anything to earn it. It is a gift. Jesus said, I give them eternal life. You know, there are people walking around, multitudes of people walk around on this planet who are absolutely terrified to die because they feel like they don't deserve heaven, and they're trying desperately to try to make themselves deserve it or earn their way to heaven. In fact, I was in the gym a few months ago, and I overheard a guy saying to his buddy, I am scared to death to die. He was a man about my age. And, you know, I wanted to go over and witness to him, but I kept saying, okay, Lord, what do I say? And I couldn't get anything. I just didn't know. So I was just like, I hate when that happens. But he said, I'm scared to death to die. You know what? There are multitudes in this world that are scared to death to die because they don't have that assurance of where they're going. They're desperately trying to earn it. They're hoping they can do enough good deeds or perform enough religious rituals to somehow make up for all the things that they've done wrong. You know, during the Middle Ages, like 500 years ago, I saw a movie about this. Back during the Reformation, people were trying so hard to earn God's love. They couldn't just receive his love. They couldn't just believe in the fact that God loved him, that they would go through these all of these things to try to appease God and make themselves worthy. And I saw a film where they were crawling up the steps. They had like 50 steps going up to this one porch in this building. And they would have to get on their knees and crawl, and they'd say a prayer as they went up each step of the way. So they'd pray down here, then they'd get up to the next step, and they'd pray right here, and they'd get up to the next step, and they'd pray right here. And then there were some things that they could, called relics that they could look at, and if they looked at them long enough, they figured that would earn some of God's love for them. And then they had to pay a price to this guy who would take their money and buy an indulgence, and they figured if they did all of that, maybe possibly God would love them enough to let them into heaven.